Tonight we're going to do a little different. The Lord is struggling to bring the word first and ask that we not do. Is that okay? But if it's not okay with you, Lord already told me that's what I yeah. For those who don't know my name is Yvonne Blackhoff. I pastored a church in Ludlow for about 6 years. And I have a church in South Carolina. I will be going down there next month. I'm going to ask every one of you to pray for me that as I go down there that the Lord would use me for his glory. Amen. Anyone have anything to share with the body tonight? With yourselves? No, well, I just want to share. In October, the Lord told me that he was going to heal me, spirit, soul, and body. And I said, okay, Lord, thank you. I was just waking up from my sleep. He talks to me like that. He's been talking as I'm waking up. And the enemy has sent every, I don't call those arrows. Those are big bombs, like the ones they use in the war. He has sent everything at me that he could find to let me doubt the Lord. But I keep reminding myself what the Lord had said. And I know the Lord had given me those words because he knew what the enemy was going to try to do. And so I'm standing here tonight, and the arrows are still coming, the darts, the atomic bombs are still firing at me. But I know that God is true to his word. And as I stand here, I declare that I'm healed, because I can feel it in my spirit. It has not yet totally manifested in the flesh, because I'm still feeling some things that has been going on. But I know, I feel in my spirit, and I'm happy. My spirit is rejoicing, because I know that God. And that's what I'm standing on. Some of the things that are going on, my husband don't even know, because I haven't said anything to anybody. Because the more you talk about what he's doing, is the more he gets strength, because he thinks you're praising him, and I'm not praising him. But after it's over, then I will, you know, share more with whoever the Lord lay on my heart to talk about it. But I just ask you to pray with me and for me as I go. Tonight I want to talk about something that no one here does. Okay? And I know that other people, there are some people out there that doesn't, but we in this room, we don't do it. Anger. Nobody in here gets angry, right? We get angry, but we don't sin, right? We get angry, but we don't sin. But the Bible says you can get angry, but you shouldn't sin. And do not let your wrath, the sun go down while you're in wrath. You shouldn't sleep on it, okay? And we don't do that. But I'm sure that we get angry, because I remember maybe it was about 4 weeks ago, my husband and I was coming from New York. And as we turned, we made a turn off State Street. And then we were going to turn on Wilbraham Road, where we were going on to the right, and then our street was on the left, a little way down. And this person was coming in to the street where we were coming out of. And then they decided not to. So I pulled out because I saw that they were coming in. And so I pulled out to go. And they actually made a sign, and we know what that sign is most times, at me. And I got angry. And I said something that I shouldn't have said. So I know that sometimes we get caught off guard, and we do it. But we have to be aware that we cannot do that. So I'm not going to say I didn't do it recently. But I'm going to ask God to help me not to do it, or not to get angry that kind of way anymore. Amen. And tonight I want us to go with me to Exodus chapter 2, And we're going to talk about Moses for a little bit. Moses was a very humble man. He was very patient because he had a multitude of people that he was leading from Egypt, and they weren't very humble people for him to deal with. They were a complaining bunch of people. They complained about everything. Every time the Lord would work a miracle for them and they find themselves in another difficult circumstance, they would start to grumble and to complain. Moses even had to tell the Lord, these people are not his, he didn't birth them. And I can imagine they had actually worn out his patience. But he continued to lead them. And sometimes in our lives, as we walk along this journey of Christianity, we have some family members that sometimes they do the same thing to us. Or friends, or somewhere along the line, it could be on our jobs, those of us that work. And we have to remember that we are children of God, and we have to live God in our lives so that others can see him in us and be led to glorify him. But we're going to read about Moses tonight. And Moses, there was three times that he got angry. Three times that Moses got angry. And the first one is in chapter 2, verse 11. And he says, "And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown." We remember that Moses was put in the river, and the Pharaoh, he was brought up in Pharaoh's house. But his mother was the one that raised him. She trained him in the ways of the Lord, because the Lord had appointed him to be the deliverer of his people. So of course Moses had to be brought up in Egypt so he could see and know exactly where everything was, and he knows the ways of the Egyptian. And it says that when he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burden, and he spied an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So Moses looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. Now as I look at this scripture, it didn't say Moses was angry, but I imagine he was angered because he saw that this Egyptian was going to kill his brethren, because Moses knew that he was a Hebrew. And so he killed the man, hid him under the sand, and thought nobody knew anything about it. And so he went out the second day, and behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to him that did the wrong, "Wherefore smitest thou thy fellow?" And he said, "Who made thee prince or judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian?" And Moses feared and said, "Surely this thing is known." Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. And he sat down by the well. And we remember the story quite well. He sit by the well and he helped the young ladies to water their flock. But Moses became a shepherd, minding the sheep of somebody else. But God was training him all that time because God wanted him to be a shepherd of his flock. But when Moses slew the Egyptian, Moses hid him in the sand. Then after that, Moses had to run away. So he did. The anger caused him to kill. It caused him to hide the body under the sand. And then the anger caused him to run away from the situation. See, the condition was there. So he had reason to run away. And sometimes when we have a condition, when we get angry, it causes us to do things and say things that we shouldn't say, because we are answering to the carnality of our flesh. because the anger is in the flesh, it's not in our spirit. Our spirit don't get anger, it's angry, our flesh get angry. And so it is a work of the flesh. Anger is a work of the flesh. And that's what Moses did. He killed, and then he had to hide, and then he had to run away. It cost him three things right there, and he lost his place in the king's house. And he had to go and work for somebody else now, when he was actually a prince. He was living in luxury, he had everything that he needed, he didn't have to do anything, he didn't have to work, he didn't have to worry about anything. Now, he was left where he was stripped of everything and had to go and work and get hired by someone else. That was the first bout of anger that Moses had. Now let's go to the second one. Second one is in Exodus 32. And we're going to start reading at verse 7. And the Lord said unto Moses, remember Moses went up on the mountain to get the commandments. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, for that people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. And here we see God telling Moses, thy people, which thou hast brought us out of the land of Egypt. The people was sinning so bad that the Lord didn't want to call them his people. He called them Moses' people. He said, thy people that thou hast brought us out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They had turned quickly away out of the way which I have commanded them, and they have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, these be thy God, O Israel, which has brought us up out of the land of Egypt. Then we go to the 15th verse. The 15th verse said, and Moses turned and went down from the mountain, and the two tablets of testimony which he had in his hand, the tablets were written on both their sides, and on the one side and on the other were they written. And the tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God graven upon the tablets. And it came to pass, verse 19, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot. And he cast the tablets out of his hand and broke them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it in fire and ground it to powder and stewed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink it. That was Moses' second anger. He broke the tablets that God had given him to deliver to the children of Israel because of what he saw the children of Israel was doing. He got angry and he broke the commandment. Then he turned around and he melted and gave them the water to drink. See, I would rather be tried in the fire and become pure gold. I don't want to drink it. They had to drink it because that was their punishment that Moses thought this was going to be okay. This is what I need to do to these people to teach them a lesson. But even though Moses did that, in the 34th chapter, we can see where Moses had to go back up to the mountain because of his anger. He had to go back up to the mountain and still wait on God to give him the commandments again to come back down to the mountain. So anger always, sometimes, let us have to go back and repent. Because I tell you, that day when I responded, I had to go home and repent. And my husband was laughing. And when I did it, the person did what they did, and I responded in a way that I didn't even realize I was responding. And Then I drove in. I said, oh, Lord, I got to go in the house and I got to repent because I shouldn't have responded because I should have known better. Now, Moses had broke the commandments that God had written. God written it with his fingers. Moses came, saw the things. And if you read the verses previously before that, God said he was going to kill the people. And Moses said, don't kill them. He repented for them. And yet when he went down and saw what they did, he was so angry that he turned around and break the commandments that God has given him for the people. Then he had to turn around and go back up again to the mountain. And it wasn't easy for him to go up there because when he went up to the mountain, he could not eat. He had to stay before the Lord for 40 days. So that was not an easy thing for him to do as a human being. I would not want to do it and then go back and repeat it again. But because of anger, he had to repeat it all over again. And then the third time was Numbers 20. I'm going to read from verse 8 to verse 12. This was God speaking. In the seventh verse, the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye to the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth its water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts to drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he had commanded. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock and said unto them, hear, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hands, and with his rod he smote the rock thrice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore shall ye not bring this congregation into the land which I have given thee. Thus is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. Moses again, because of anger, he smote the rock, which was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was not supposed to be struck, and the rock was Jesus. And Moses struck the rock twice. God still gave them the water, but Moses was never able to enter the promised land. He only could view it from afar. If you read the rest of it, when Moses died, God took him up to the mountain and he viewed the promised land, but he never saw the promised land. Anger is what caused Moses not to have entered the promised land. And yet Moses got angry three times. He might have gotten angry more than three times, but three times it's written in the scriptures. And so he did not, when it happened the first time, I mean, to him it was just something he had to do. The second time, well, he was angry. He has a reason. So anger is always giving us a reason why we should get angry, why we should retaliate, why we should do things. We always have a reason because of the condition. So we have what we call a conditional response to anger. Every time we get angry, we have a response. Sometimes we don't say anything, but our body language speaks. Sometimes we speak, but we have to be careful of how angry we get, because Moses did not enter the promised land because of his anger. So we have to be very careful. And sometimes you work around people, you walk around people, you see people respond to you the way they speak back to you, and if you speak to them, it causes you to feel something rising up in you, but we have to say, calm down. because what is going to come out of us is not really pleasant sometimes, because we are still human, we are carnal, and our spirit is saved, but our flesh is not saved. And we will answer in a fleshly way, so we have to be careful of our anger. When I started to speak, I said, nobody in here does that. But I know I did it, and the Lord had pointed it out to me and told me that this is something I need to work on. Because maybe if it happened again, I would respond maybe in a different way, maybe a better way, maybe not quite as good. But I have to work on that, because the enemy is just waiting to see where he can come in and where he can get us. And when we least expect, that's when he will come and we will respond to whatever he puts in our thoughts. Because the mind, our mind is not born again either, and the mind is the battlefield. And he will work it. And even as we look at the life of Moses, we can see that Moses was one that saw God face to face. And yet he did that. Moses saw God. Moses, he said, the Lord said to him, I will pass by, and I will take my hand and cover you under the rock. Moses had that experience. Then he went up to the mountain. He had the experience of standing in the cloud. He was so glorified that when he come down from the mountain, the people could not stand to see his face, because he had the glory of God all over him. So we can still have the glory of God and make mistakes. So we have to be very, very careful, because the enemy is wanting to bring us down. And when he does that, he goes right to the Father and he says, you see what this one did? You see? They are not worthy. And he begins to tell you and turn around in you and tell you, you are not worthy. And if we are not careful, we will begin to believe him that we are not worthy because we make a mistake. But see, when you are born again, God does not look at what you do as sin. He don't hold it against you. Because unless you sit there and wallow in there and continue to do it, if you don't keep it within you, repent quickly. As soon as you find that you do something wrong, repent quickly, get out of the situation, and go to God and let God know, Lord, I'm sorry. Because we don't sin against another person, we sin against our Father, which is in heaven. Yeah, hear amen or?
Amen.
So, Moses had an experience with the rock when God told him, I will pass by you and you will see my back. When I pass by, you see my hand apart. And God was saying to Moses, when I pass through, you will see the others that are coming. What God was showing Moses, he was showing us coming behind. That's what God was showing Moses, that we were coming. Because we are the body of Christ. He's the head. So when he said, you'll see my hand pass, that means you'll see the rest of the people that are going to come through. But these people that you're carrying through is not the only people that you're going to carry. You're going to carry a lot of other people. So your example is going to be, I'm setting the stage for you to set an example for my people to know that when things happen, they have to use you as an example and don't do the things that you used to do. All the people that went before us in the scriptures, and they make mistakes, it's for us to learn from them, and we shouldn't make the same mistakes again. Some people, I heard one person said to me, he said, well, if they make a mistake, I can make it too. God forgive them. No. See, we have the Holy Spirit. Jesus was not yet come for them to have the Holy Spirit walking in them, but we do. So we have the Spirit that can teach us and lead us into all truth. They didn't have the Holy Ghost fell on them. They appeared to them. The angels appeared to them. We have the Holy Ghost constantly. If we want to carry the Holy Ghost with us, he will not leave us nor forsake us. He said, I will be with you always, even unto the end. Yeah? So we need to be careful. And especially now, the enemy is setting up so much of his little imps to come around us and to get us into things that we should not be in. I've seen so many people falling, so many Christians are falling by the wayside because they're human. And other people look at us as if we are different. Yes, we are different, but they look at us as if we are not human beings. We are human beings, but we have to be on the alert because the enemy is setting up different stages to get us caught. Because why? He doesn't want to go to hell by himself, although we have a lot of people going there with him anyway, because some people are died and are gone and they have not repented. So he have a lot, but he still wants more. Why? Because God said hell has enlarged itself. Where is hell? It's right in the body of Satan. Satan has a body. Jesus has a body. Jesus is coming back for his bride. Satan is coming back for his too. But his bride will be cast into the lake of fire with him. Jesus' bride will be going to heaven and live forever with him also. So we have to be careful because he is out to get us as Christians. He's not out for the unbeliever because why? He has the right. But the one that are Christian, to take the little, smallest thing and try to get us in trouble with our salvation. So let us look for those little things that come up, everyday things that come up in our lives. And let us be careful of getting angry. The Bible says we can get angry. What is it now? Ephesians 4:26. We can get angry, but we shouldn't. And we should not. We should get rid of it as quickly as possible. Moses was a very humble man. He did everything that the Lord told him to do. He did all the things that he told him to do in Egypt to bring the people out of bondage. He did everything. But yet, he failed to do one thing. And that was when he told him, he says, speak to the rock. And Moses struck the rock because of that. And it could have happened. It could happen to us too. Because when you have all those people, millions of people, screaming and crying, and it was very hard on him. I remember one time when I was a little girl, maybe about 12 years old, we were going on a church out. And some of the people, when we got to the place where we were going, there was a dance going on there by the beach. This was in Jamaica when I was a little girl. And some of the people said, oh, we want to stay here. These were church folks. And so the leader of the group said, no, we can't stay here because our family and our friends and the church is looking for us to be at this particular place. And we are not supposed to be here, plus all the music going on, and our children are going to get involved, and, you know, it's not the proper place for us to be. And the other group of people were saying, well, we want to stay, and one group was saying we want to stay, and one group was saying they want to go. And so these were Christians. And so this gentleman had gone with us on the trip, but he was not a Christian. And he stood up in the bus and said, close the doors. So they closed the doors of the bus, and I was sitting there as a little child. And the man says, I can't believe these are church people. Now this is a non-Christian talking. And he said, I can't believe these are church people. You are so hard. Can you imagine if Moses had you people leaving? When he struck that rock, he would take a sledgehammer and just break it up because you are so hard-headed. We are supposed to go where we left home to go. And that's how the leader, who was the pastor, got the people to go where we were supposed to go. They would not listen to him. So we have to be careful, even in our Christian walk, because we can get sidetracked so easily. God doesn't tempt us, but the devil will tempt us, and it will look so nice, and it will look so easy, and it will look like we are not doing anything, yet we are walking in carnality. So we have to be careful to stop, think, am I in the spirit or am I in the flesh? Moses was in the flesh, and he caused him to lose out on entering the promised land. Let us not lose out on entering the promised land, as God has promised us. Amen.